Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy holidays, Arden fans. I'm Emily Vanderwerf, one of the co-creators. We're so thankful for your continued support of the show in another weird, difficult year. It means the world to us, and as a small token of our appreciation, we have three new holiday tales featuring the Arden characters. First up, Andy Wayface gathers Bea and Brenda to read to them that magnificent holiday classic, The Grunch.
Welcome, one and all, to the Wayface...
Angelically! It says, read the lines angelically.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and who better to spend that with than the... Oh, I am not calling you handsome.
I provided some alternatives. Read the footnotes.
Who better to spend it with than the well-proportioned Andy Wayface?
Remember, angelic.
Welcome everyone to the Wayface Industries Christmas show. I'm getting a drink.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you. You're all too kind. Thank you. Well, thanks.
Oh, God, what have I walked into?
About time you got here. I'll save you a seat.
Thank you all for joining us for what is sure to be a magical and ethically sound Christmas special.
Ethically sound?
We're off to a solid start.
We have a magical evening ahead of us, and not just because of the big red man about to enter our homes.
He definitely forgot Santa's name.
Tonight, I'll be reading a story from our new book, A Very Wayface Christmas, a collection of very lovely and relatable stories written by the good people. And joining us tonight is an actual, very real child audience.
Why is he looking at us?
Oh, no.
That's your cue.
I don't know how to tell you this, but we're not children.
Only at heart?
I couldn't get a hold of enough children in time. But don't worry, we'll just de-age you. Marvel's doing it. Look at these little darlings, positively frozen by stage fright. Can we get a nice, warm round of applause for them?
Hi, I'm Bea Casely.
Tell everyone what you want for Christmas.
And I want a raise for Christmas.
Cheeky, I like it.
I'm Brenda Bentley, and I also want a raise for Christmas.
Too late, Bea called dibs. Now, you two very real and very young kids.
He winked so hard when he said young.
What story should I read? We have Little Girl, Too Many Matchsticks, The Grunch, and Sugar Plum Fairies. Now with more scratch and sniff.
The Grunch.
I'm with Brenda on this one. It's gotta be The Grunch.
Really? I'm partial to the scratch and sniff.
The Grunch.
All right, children, settle down. Let's see. The Grunch, or a legal team-approved tale from the top of Mount Wayface. Our story begins in the small town of Ardenville, nestled in the valley beneath snow-topped mountains. The year was hard on the people of Ardenville, but still, here they were, singing in the morning sun. Children sang of snowmen and the gifts they hoped to receive. Their parents sang about the mortgage rates, and grandparents sang of the dark times. Before the war.
The war?
And uncles and aunts, they sort of milled about without purpose. After all, what are they good for other than gift cards and crisp 20s? But there were two little children who stood out amongst the people of Artenville. Two children named Gia and Grenda, who did not sing with the other children, but instead looked wistfully out of their bedroom window to the very top of Mount Wayface. You see, Gia and Grenda had a very successful podcast in which they confronted the impacts of offshore drilling on the small town of Artenville. But, once again, the ever-present pressure to continue to produce thrilling and inspiring content came knocking. On this crisp winter morning, the two turned their sights to the mountains above, where a dashing and all-around well-put-together man called the Grunch resided.
I'm sorry, are we like investigative journalists?
No, your children. Years ago, before Gia and Grenda were even a twinkling dream in the parents' eye, the Grunch oversaw the celebrations in Artenville. It was a prosperous time where every resident had their very own Wayface Industries pillow mattress. They all spoke very highly of it while eating their real-deal meals and warming their sockety-doodah-covered feet by the fire.
Sorry, I hate to interrupt, but is this just an ad?
Are you trying to get children to buy your products?
No, of course not. I'm just trying to paint a picture of an idyllic small town where everyone's needs are seen to by a really dashing mayor.
Oh, so you're the Grunch.
Spoilers? Can I please keep reading my story?
Yes. Sorry, Andy. Please, continue.
Thank you. Now, times changed when the war came. It wasn't a pew-pew sort of war, but a war for rights. Rights to the Hobbit. But Jackson won, and look what he did. Too much CGI, not nearly enough Philbo. Excuse me, where was I? Yes. Okay. The Grunch persevered despite his loss, but the shame was too great. He sat atop his mountain and thought to himself, what I really need are two hard-hitting child journalists who'd be willing to tell my story. Enter Gia and Grenda, stage left.
Okay, wait, no. Are you asking us to do a series on you?
Look, children.
You can stop calling us children.
Yes, of course. Look, young adults, I just don't see either of you two that much during the holidays, and well, I miss you.
Aww.
I just thought it might be nice to spend time together by the proverbial fire while I regale you with tales of my sordid and mysterious past.
Andy, I am always down to hear about your sordid and mysterious past.
Really?
Of course!
And you, Bea?
Brenda's always down. Ow! Jesus, Brenda. Fine, yes. I'd love to hear about your sordid past.
I'm just so honored to have two friends like you with such an established audience and listener network.
That was kind of a compliment.
You two really are my closest friends.
You really mean that, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well, you're my friend too, Andy.
It's a Christmas miracle.
What a beautiful moment that I would never want ruined or tainted in any way. Ad break! This holiday special is brought to you by the new Wayface Industries branded candy canes, made with our very own patented dehydrated drinks for adults formula. It's so Christmassy, it's like sucking on a reindeer's antler.
Oh my God.
All right, that's enough.
It's like sucking.
Stop! I'm not listening.
A reindeer's antler. Oh God.
I'm leaving.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Now let's listen in as Pamela Pink takes a phone call with her absent friends during a family Christmas celebration in Party Line.
I'll be right back. Just wanted to get a run in. Yes, I promise I'll sing a carol with you. I've got my phone, don't worry. And Lena, stop hitting on my husband.
Hello?
Hey, Bea.
Pamela! It's a work emergency. Journalism doesn't stop for the holidays. Thank you for saving me. I was about to lose it.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
It's Christmas Eve. And anyway, what's up? Oh my gosh, did your cousin bring your other cousin's ex as their date again this year?
Actually, yeah. Yes, I needed a break and I figured I'd call you and give you a break from your family, too.
How did you know that was what I wanted for Christmas? Are you Santa Claus?
I am when it comes to the under 10 crowd in my family.
Okay, but back to the cousin. Is it the same ex from last year or a different one?
No, it's a different cousin. They broke up with the ex from last year and then started dating the ex of my older cousin. And you know how my uncle is. The more, the merrier at his mountain retreat. But the original ex got invited on accident, so now they're both here.
No.
Oh my God, yes. So now the old ex and the original cousin might be getting back together. But my aunt, the one with the tiny dog, has been telling everyone she saw the old ex with the other ex under the mistletoe because she thinks both my cousins deserve better. And my older cousin then convinced one of the kids to spill eggnog on my aunt, but then she threatened to sue a 9-year-old for damages, so now my uncle keeps trying to get everyone to sing Christmas carols as a ceasefire. Makes me wish I'd stayed in L.A.
I may be stuck with my family for the holidays, but they're better than an L.A. Christmas.
But think of cruising the freeway, no traffic, the valley to downtown in 20 minutes.
Still does not beat Christmas in the actual snow with mistletoe and dorky sweaters and annoying carolers.
It's not all that all the time, though. Okay, how about this? I do love the s'mores.
S'mores.
They're like a hug for your mouth. I'm just saying.
Those are a year-round dessert, Pamela.
Fine. I love... Okay. We have this family tradition of opening one present on Christmas Eve. The grown-ups, myself included, get credit for at least one present for the kids.
See, that's something. What was that?
Merry Christmas! Two of my favorite podcast producers and friends.
Andy?
It's Christmas Eve.
Did you get the packages I sent?
Yes. The kids will not stop bothering me about the giant box. What did you send us?
Oh, that had ruined the surprise.
How did you get on this phone call? I didn't merge you.
With Wayface mobile devices, you can see any and all conversations happening between your contact list. A great way to make sure no one's left out.
And you can just bust onto any call like it's a 1950s party line.
Exactly. Why end the Wayface holiday party when we all leave for our respective vacation manses? Bea, you didn't confirm whether you got my gift.
Oh, I got it all right. It's taken up half of my parents' living room. Seriously, what did you get us?
Don't worry. I used an algorithm to calculate the best gift for each of my employees based on data collected while on Wayface premises, or wherever you take your Wayface cell phone.
Which is everywhere.
Which ensures we have all the data we need to give you the best gift possible. I can't wait to hear the screams of delight when you rip open the wrapping.
Andy, my cousin's date swore he heard something in the box. You didn't get us anything alive. Did you?
Wait. Mine is suspiciously horse-sized. Did you get us horses?
I wouldn't be Santa Claus if I spoiled the surprise now, would I?
What is up? Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
It's Christmas Eve.
Who cares? Saw you were all having a party without me, so I invited myself.
How did you know about the party line feature?
It was in the Wayface mobile device manual.
You read the manual?
Yeah, Casely, I'm a detective. I read documents thoroughly. Just wanted to know how forthcoming Andy was going to be about the surveillance in our phones. Surprise, surprise, it was all detailed pretty clearly. Also got a free Wayface keychain out of it.
We figured if hardly anyone reads the fine print, why not reward the good people who do? With a gift.
Never seen the Wayface keychain on your keys, Casely. Did you not read the fine print?
I read the fine print. Of course I read the fine print. Maybe I just didn't want the keychain.
Oh, you'd want this keychain.
If the gang's almost all here, has anyone heard from Rosalyn?
Let's add her to the call.
Well, 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 if it isn't my old comrades in audio, what brings you to my Wayface Industries mobile device?
It's Christmas, Roz.
Christmas Eve.
Oh, right. Yeah, that old thing. I almost forgot being in a place of near total darkness, 1,000 feet below the earth.
Where are you?
Spelunking in Georgia, the country. Wanted to get my cave diver certification, which, now that I think of it, means it is Christmas in my time zone. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Rosalind, did you get my gift?
Yeah, it arrived yesterday, though the Wayface mail carrier was worse for wear after the day-long trip into the cave, but fear not. Gave him a cliff bar and a spare scuba tank and sent him on his merry way back to the surface.
Are you gonna open it? I wanna know what Andy got you.
Oh, well. Well, all right. Oh, Andy. Oh, you shouldn't have.
Did the algorithm get it right?
Yeah, it did, but you really shouldn't have let this cross international lines. I mean, I love it, but... Oh, we gotta go? Okay, sorry, friends, but your girl has to outclimb a flood. Wish me luck.
You know, weirdly, I'm not even worried.
I've gotta go, too. About to be my shift to watch the skies.
You're not still hanging out with your old alien Santa forum buddies, are you?
How else will we uncover the truth? Okay, gotta run. Bye!
Nothing like Christmas to really bring us all together while we're apart. But duty calls. I've got to contact the other Wayfaced employees to make sure their gifts arrived. You're not the only names on my nice list. Ho, 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 ho. I'm good at that.
I am reading the manual first thing in the morning. There has to be a way to block this feature.
Absolutely. So, how's Lynn and Clara doing? Auntie Bia get her anything good?
Well, considering Aunt Bia got the biggest present from Santa Claus, I am on that kid's butt face list. I might have to give her whatever's in the box just to keep the peace. Unless it's a horse. Or a pony. Oh my god, I hope it's a pony. Maybe I could just open it a little bit to check to make sure the animal's still alive.
Andy wouldn't give you a live animal. I don't think. Wait, yes, actually, please make sure the live animal is okay.
Before I go...
What's up?
Are you sure that's all you called me about? Family gossip? Because I am happy to do that, but I wanted to check in. See how you're really feeling.
I love Christmas. I do. But the house can get so loud, and when I leave, it's so quiet outside that that's somehow worse. Because I guess even when Christmas is all done up, a part of it just sucks when without everyone there to enjoy it.
So let it suck.
Okay, Mr. Grinch.
You don't have to be merry and bright all the time. You can just let it suck. Because it does suck when not everyone you love is there to enjoy it with you. Maybe you go outside and you just miss them for a little. And in the quiet, that's where you find them.
I'm not Bob Cratchit. I can't just hang out with the ghosts of Christmas past.
I'm not saying hang out with ghosts. I'm saying hang out with your feelings and then go back to the festivities, knowing how much the people you miss probably want you to still enjoy the holiday.
Thanks, Bea. I better head back inside. I think my nose is about to freeze off.
Please text me updates about your cousin's exes.
I will.
Merry Christmas, Pamela.
Merry Christmas, Bea.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Finally, you've heard of Four Christmases starring Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon? We haven't either, because this year we're celebrating four solstices.
I cannot believe we got invited to four solstice parties.
We'll be fine. We've got Lorena's sunrise thingy here in Elsinore, and then we dart down to Missoula for Asher's old-fashioned solstice. Then we're off to Joshua Tree for the anti-waveface solstice spectacular, and then we head out to the enormous Pacific garbage island shaped like Tom Hanks's head for the Tom Hanks Rocks the Longest Night of the Year. Easy peasy.
Yeah, peasy. Come on, Lorena. You should...
Good morning! The sun rises, and with it the goddess quickens. That's both an ancient pagan belief and an exact quote of what famed RKO mogul Gordon Gormsby said when he saw the rising sun illuminate what he took to be a divine feminine form on December 21st, 1934. If I may introduce my co-host this morrow.
Hail, fellow travelers. Teresa Hollandaise, high-stakes party host, here to usher you on another year of journey through the mystery.
It's as cold as a divine feminine form's tit out here. Can we come in?
Enter. What Gormsby saw that long ago December morn was not a goddess, but rather the famed Warner Brothers water tower in a giant Santa Claus suit. Still, he began a beloved tradition of annual solstice sunrise breakfasts. We honor that tradition today, bidding a fond farewell to a year beheld and a warm greeting to the year just espied.
And Eggs Benedict.
Oh, this is quite the spread, ladies. Glad we flew up for this.
And you're staying all day, yes?
We've got a few other houses we have to hit, so we'll probably split after we eat.
Oh, it just meant so much to be invited, you know?
Oh, but do stay for nightfall.
Yes, do stay for nightfall.
What happens at nightfall? No, seriously. What happens at nightfall?
No idea. But I'm hoping it doesn't involve fire.
Oh! Hey! Olivia! You know, even though it's occurring in your hometown, you are the absolute last person I would expect to see at an old Hollywood-themed sunrise solstice breakfast. Huh.
Oh, Brad bought a new cowboy hat and I saw him gallivanting around in it and I thought, Olivia, you deserve to have some fun too. Go have a solstice mimosa. Plus, every time he gets a new cowboy hat, he won't stop asking me if he should change his name to Rusty or Dusty or James Mateague. I love him, but Jesus Christ.
Should we avoid, you know, speaking ill of him this near his birthday?
Rosalind, this is solstice. It's a celebration of the goddess becoming thick with a hearty boy child, aka the reborn god. Jesus' birthday is several days away. Try to keep up.
Which goddess, though?
Hell if I know. All of them? Maybe they all got pregnant?
Well, when your cycles are synced up.
Rise, friends. For it is the first challenge.
Yes. As we all know, when night falls, Lorena will attempt to conjure the old one-eyed god Woden from the farthest reaches of time and space. And once summoned, he will be subject to a negotiation the likes of which he has never experienced before. From me, Teresa Hollandaise, high-stakes negotiator.
Listen, you need it right here.
If Teresa can out-negotiate Woden, well, he might just grant us a great and mighty boon. What might that boon be? Our RFMOH patrons have selected three possibilities. The erasure of the years 2020 and 2021 from time entirely. The opportunity to use still-operating phone booths to communicate with the dead. Or a new film in the Warcraft franchise.
All fantastic options.
These mimosas are hitting me all wrong, and I don't like where this is headed.
So, the challenge. Normally, to face Woden, my darling would have to eat a horse's entire heart in one sitting. But as we all know, Teresa is a pescatarian, and thus does not eat horse flesh. So I want us all to imagine a still-beating horse's heart. Feel it all around us.
Boom. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Things can only go downhill from here. Want to go to Missoula, Liv?
I vowed never to talk to most of you again. But I've done a lot of healing in quarantine, and... okay, I haven't, but anywhere is better than here. Sure, let's do this.
Delivered safely to party number 2, the Lieutenant Casely residence.
I told you I could make the drive in 2 hours.
You pointedly didn't tell me we were trying to set a record until after we hit the interstate.
Hell yes! They have tofu mutton and traditional mutton soup. I'm gonna fill up my travel mug with this stuff. It does not keep well, but I love it. Brenda, pass me some goose.
I say this as the daughter of a ranch hand. This is an excessive amount of meat. Did Thea's brother kill this goose? It looks really fresh.
No, Asher gets all his meat from local ethical farms that I guess lovingly raise their animals before the hunt.
Didn't expect to see you here. Well, I didn't expect to be here at all, but it also seemed like you very much do not associate with your family.
I'm working on it. It's like running a marathon. You just have to push past the parts where you think you might throw up, then it feels kind of nice.
What a normal, healthy thing to say. Is that the governor? I have some words for him. Blessed solstice.
Yeah, blessed solstice.
We weren't even raised pagan. Asher converted for love, which feels like cheating.
It's not. Pagans love love. What are you drinking there, buddy?
Cider. I think it's fermented. Also,
I snuck in a flask.
Very teenager at a family party. I strongly approve.
Asher's parties are just always so conventional. Like, the table is set exactly to Martha Stewart's Solstice cookbook, and it's always the most generic Starbucks Solstice CDs, and ugh, the Yule log is from Williams-Sonoma. They had to order it in June.
It's nice you can celebrate with family, though.
It was nice last night. Asher and I played board games and ate popcorn made on the fire, like kids on a snow day. Then Solstice Day arrives, and it's back to being Mr. Perfect Party Host. And I'm bird brain Bia, who can't be trusted to fold napkins into swans because I can't get the swan necks long enough, and they're just ducks. Ducks! The joke of the pond.
First, ducks are the queens of the pond. Second, if you want to get out of here...
Yes, let's go, now.
Hold on, I gotta find Rosalind. Ah, there she is, filling her hat with ham.
She's such a genius. I didn't even bring a ham hat.
Now the secret is to line the inside of the hat with tin foil. I know that has a bad rap, but it's the most effective way to prevent grease stains.
And why is there so much paperwork to adopt a horse?
Yeah, that's enough of this. Brenda, steal us a bottle of Asher's hospitality wine.
Oh, I got two under this sweater.
That's my girl.
Welcome to Joshua Tree?
Solstice.
This place has changed.
Do you have any stories about your misspent youth traveling the Pacific coast?
Okay, honestly, my Joshua Tree story is just that I got high here once, which might be why it seemed more chill. But the vibes here are very aggressive and loud.
This song's obviously Andy's voice screaming the words blessed in solstice.
It's working though.
blessed.
I do feel blessed.
I feel more blessed than I'd like to be. I could go for being a bit less blessed. Holy shit, there's fireworks.
God, this place is so bright. Can't even see the stars. What a waste.
Well, at least we can't get lost. Wanna go for a walk?
Ooh, maybe we'll get lucky and see old one-eyed Woden.
Who?
Ha! Don't tell me they didn't teach you about Woden out in Boston.
Oh! Hey! Over here! Pamela! Oh, hey girl, I didn't know you celebrated the solstice.
Well, I do. Yeah. If anyone at Wayface Industries ever asks, I do. And I had the sincere, but not trying too hard, Instagram captions to prove it. Marty, thank you.
Weirdly defensive, but okay. Blessed solstice to you.
Oh, and also to you. Damn, I forget I said that. Can I snap a picture of us?
Oh, I'd be honored. Let me try and just find a Yule log.
Do you think this is the sort of party where we Yule the log? Or where the log Yules us?
Did you get some of those Joshua tree drugs?
I wish. Oh, the truth is I'm a fraud. Back in 2018, Wayface offered Solstice as a paid day off, and I was like, why not? But then the next day, Andy, he asked why I didn't post any Solstice pictures. And if I was even invited to any Solstice parties. And well, I couldn't exactly tell him. I spent the day binge-watching the Purge series, so now I have to live with this lie forever.
Oh. I love that you found a way to turn playing hooky into overtime.
Oh, it's sort of fun. I mean, it's like I'm producing my own one-woman holiday special every year where the moral is not to hang out with your boss. So
hello, friends! Family, work family, frenemies, and potential paramours.
Ew.
Hard pass.
Welcome to the greatest winter solstice celebration in this hemisphere. I checked, we're the biggest one. So please make sure to count your blessings, not by lighting a candle, but by lighting an entire Wayface brand extra long Yule log. The longest log for the longest night. Each long log is branded with the Wayface logo and has a chip implanted inside it, so the log realistically screams while it burns. To honor the tree sacrifices of old.
What sect was Andy raised in?
We've never figured it out. And believe me, I've dug.
Everyone, raise your sterling silver pot of dehydrated mulled mead. A toast to the year to come. Now, my lovely, vivacious, slightly terrifying friend, Red Dutton, will sing a rendition of For She's a Jolly Good Solstice. She here meaning the moon.
These aren't real traditions, right? I'm not being a sheltered Midwest rube, am I? Frasier would have told me if these were real traditions.
Oh, no, this is rich person brain rot.
Oh, thank God. You know, of the many gods.
Hello, enemies and staff. They call me Red Dutton for obvious reasons. And the sun may be in decline, but my star is only beginning to rise. You'll see. You'll all see. But enough about my grand plan. This song goes out to my one true love, the moon. This one's for you, girl. Mwah. For she's a jolly good solstice. For she's a jolly good soul.
Mrs. Pink, Miss Ursula, Miss Breckenridge. Oh, how delightful to see you. Isn't this party wonderful? Each year I try to outdo the year before. While the whimsical whim has turned into a many-headed hydra of annual anxiety, it's ultimately worth it. I need it to be worth it. Have you gotten your Wayface flash paper lanterns yet? Careful! They are extremely flammable.
A lot of things at this party seem to be either on fire or covered in flammable oil.
To celebrate light.
Don't you feel it's gotten to be a bit much? I mean, the white stuff.
The stags stay. I had to best them in a battle myself to get them to attend.
And all the waiters are dressed as nutcrackers, but with signs around their neck that read Solstice Nut. It's a little bit corporate and impersonal.
Oh, you're so right. I've lost the true spirit of the solstice. Oh, if only this were Christmas Eve and I could be visited by three ghosts to teach me a lesson. But, alas, I must teach this lesson to myself. Explain it to me one more time.
Brenda and Thea went for a walk. Why don't we all join them and clear our heads?
A bit of peace and quiet.
I'm afraid that since I also booked an air show for later, I might not get very much of the latter. I know! What's the one place that's completely empty this time of year? Los Angeles, in late December. So navigable.
Where's all the traffic? Did TV mislead me about that, too? Fucking coastal elites.
No, TV was right about that. But for one magical month of the year, one of the world's best cities is somewhat livable because everybody fucks off to anywhere else.
So long as you stay away from the Grove.
While I appreciate this ultra-specific conversation that holds a quaint appeal only to people who reside within the nation's most populous county, yet still enjoy hearing words like the Grove, thus allowing them to say, hey, I've been there. We should really get a move on.
Wait, where are we going? Is it also further away from Montana?
We're going to the Great Pacific Garbage Island.
Yes! That's so much further away from Montana. Take that, parents.
For Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks rocks the longest night of the year.
Tom Hanks? I love Larry Crown. We've all seen Larry Crown, right? That thing played 4 months at the Elsinore Cinema One. Larry Crown? Tom Hanks is Larry Crown? Julia Roberts is Mercedes? Ring a bell? Fucking coastal elites.
Now where is our ride? They're supposed to be here.
Whoa there, Nightshade.
So beautiful.
Hello there, my love.
I was talking to Nightshade.
So we're riding horses to the Pacific Garbage Island? Is that the plan?
We're riding this one horse to the Pacific. Getting to the Garbage Island will be tricky.
Oh, you're such a problem solver.
I know.
Why would we ride a horse to the ocean?
Because it would be romantic?
I mean, I'm parked 2 blocks away. I think we could just walk.
Boo!
Brenda, nobody walks in Los Angeles.
I do live in Los Angeles. Ooh, do some Orange County material next.
Hey, look who I found out wandering around.
Lorena? Teresa? What are you...
It's a very funny story, which I will tell now. So we had conjured old one-eyed Woden from the very edges of time itself. I bested him in a negotiation, and of course he owed me a single wish that he was bound to grant within his power. Honey, you take over from here.
Long story short, old one-eyed Woden has fallen on hard times because not enough children believe in him anymore. So he lacked sufficient power to grant any of our wishes. But he did say that he would take us anywhere we wanted in his tricked-out sleigh. It was pulled by 8 incredibly muscular caribou. Like, so muscular. Like one with a red nose? Quite disturbing.
Wait, did you meet Santa Claus?
Now who's
Olivia,
that?
They obviously Woden met old one-eyed Woden.
Real.
Keep up.
Wait, if you met an ancient god who said he would take you anywhere you wanted...
We asked to go to Tom Hanks' solstice bash, but Woden didn't want to travel that far. He brought us as far as Sunset and Gower and then went to pick up some gifts at the Grove.
Ah, the Grove. Comedy.
So do all of you have a way to get to Tom Hanks' party in the middle of the ocean?
We have one horse.
But a gorgeous one.
So the answer's no? It just goes to show, you can't count on anyone. Not on ancient Norse god, nor your friends, not your own wife.
Now, honey, Tom throws this party every year.
Wait, what to my wandering eyes should appear?
But a stretch limousine.
And a starlet so deep. Julie! Hey, Julie! Give us a ride!
Pacific Garbage Island,
hey,
here we come!
Julie!
Hey!
Look over here,
come on, Julie!
And who? Julie!
Oh, Julie!
Over here, Julie!
Come over here! Get right out, Bentley, Julie!
Wait! Team Arden, at the corner of Sunset and Gower, on winter solstice itself?
It's a solstice miracle. Give us a ride to the party, Miss Capson, please.
No.
Blessed solstice! Woo!
Well, maybe we'll get a solstice miracle next year. We could keep hanging out, right?
I guess. Should we just go to this bar? At least it's open.
Barkeep! Ha-ha! A round of meads! To friendship!
Yay! To friendship!
Woo! Yes.
We got so carried away with our revelry, we forgot the meaning of this season.
The sun has gone away from us yet again, but the sun will always come back.
And so it is with our beloved friends. Every year, we drift apart and come back together, and drift apart and come back together. So it goes, as the great wheel of the year turns.
They used to celebrate the solstice without forced jollity or themed parties or bright lights out in the desert or garbage islands. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Yes, the Lord of the Manor would open his home to all those who had worked his land, and they would feast and make merry for many weeks. And then the boar's head.
There on a shiny platter, ooh, baby, that steel tuck's head of the largest wild boar the Lord's hunters could capture in the wood. Well, if those gods were pleased, then that boar would be fat and mighty. But even if they were displeased, there would always be a boar. The world is as it is.
And then, in that hushed hall, they would begin to sing an old drinking song. The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bay and rosemary. So I pray to you, masters, be merry. Quaerit steis in convivio, caput apri de ferol, redens lodis domino.
The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all the land. Which thus bedecked with a gay garland, let us survey le cantico, caput apri de ferro, reddens laudis domino.
Steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day to be served is in regiments quirantrio.
Caput apri de ferro, reddens laudis domino. Caput apri de ferro, reddens laudis domino.
That's solstice. It's being with friends at the darkest, coldest time of the year.
So you can all make a little more warmth and a little more light.
So from all of us here at Arden,
to all of you out there at home,
happy solstice!
Happy solstice, everybody. May you bedeck your boar's head with the finest bay and rosemary. Arden is created and executive produced by Emily Vanderwerf, Christopher Dole, and Sarah Gollop. The Grunch was written by Andrew Cianez de la O. Party Line was written by Eli Barazza. Four Solstices was written by Sarah Gollop and Emily Vanderwerf. The Arden Christmas Special 2021 was directed by Christopher Dole and Sarah Gollop. It was sound designed and edited by Christopher Dole. Arden stars
Michelle Agresti, Tracy Syed, Shannon Estabrook, Charlita Gastone,
Benjamin Watts,
Mia Drake,
Jennifer Liao,
Sersha O'Sullivan,
Nelinda Palomino,
Lindsay Zanna.
Our website is ardenpodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram. You can join other Arden fans on our subreddit at ardenpodcast.reddit.com. All Wayface Radio productions are produced in Los Angeles County on the ancestral lands of the Tongva, Tatavium, and Chumash. If you love Arden and you have the funds, we would love your support, especially as we begin making season 3 in earnest. You can become a patron at patreon.com/ardenpod, where we have a number of goodies exclusive to patrons, including commentary tracks on all season 2 episodes. We'll also roll out some behind the scenes bonuses from season 2 starting in early January. You can also buy Arden merchandise on TeePublic. You can celebrate Bea Casely's undeniable sexual energy all the year long. We wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and just a solid December in general. We'll be back with Season 3 sometime in 2022. Until then, keep watching the skies for old one-eyed Woden.
Ho ho ho! Happy solstice!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We are done!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing! Ow!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sat up, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raúl.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.